instrumental version of the Godfather we found to kick off the fourth hour of the program here on First Up. Oh, might have to binge watch Godfather Part 1 and Part 2 this weekend. In between NFL preseason action. It's First Up, Karolnik and DeStefano with you this morning. And Al's brother, there are those who believe that betting on the NFL preseason is for the true degenerates. I'm here to tell you right now, those people are idiots. Significant edges can be found by following the right people, including our next guest. It's time for our weekly conversation with Adam Chernoff from Covers.com and the Simple Handicap Podcast. Good morning, Na Father. How are you?
Doing great. Idiots is strong. You're not holding any punches here on a Friday morning.
That's right. Well, no. Adam, explain to our audience why betting on the preseason, and listen, you're a guy who's been a handicapper, now you're a guy who makes picks and does it as well as anybody. Why does betting on the preseason perhaps give you more of an edge than betting on the regular season in spite of so much uncertainty? And I guess the word uncertainty may indeed be your answer.
That's exactly the answer. And that's exactly what people need to understand as sports betting becomes more and more popular, is that you want to be making your bets into games or into markets or times of year where there's the most uncertainty, because that means that not only might you and other bettors not know, but the sports books don't know either. And that's really the key thing here, is it's possible that you can find an edge just by following news that comes out on preseason games, because that's what's moving a lot of these lines. And so as a bettor, you just need to put in a little bit of effort, and you'll be amazed how for the next 3 weeks of football betting, you can get ahead of a lot of these line moves. This is when you should be focusing betting, and it'll set you up well come September.
So, Adam, speaking of, you know, following the right people, getting the right news, I was looking at your Twitter timeline earlier today and making sure that I was getting the right information, but I saw that you had four plays, three of which on the totals this week coming up, and you're taking the unders on all three of them. What information led to those selections?
It was really, really simple for those three bets. So last night, knew that Lamar Jackson was not going to play. Knew that Harbaugh was going to hold out, a lot of other starters too. And it was the same situation with the Titans. So it was really simple. Both teams holding out their starters, going to play the under. The Eagles game was interesting because there were some professionals that bet a lot on the Jets Monday morning, knowing that Zach Wilson and the starters would play. But they kind of underestimated how much the Eagles are going to play their starters tonight as well. I think the Eagles starters are better than the Jets starters, and they're going to play for about the same time. So the Eagles catching points, really easy. Cincinnati, Arizona, same thing. Both teams holding out their starters. The depth chart at QB for both of these teams is a complete disaster. So that was really easy. No starters, brutal QBs under. Same situation for Miami, Tampa Bay. It's honestly, when it comes to betting preseason, this is all you want. Both teams holding out their starters. Brady, he isn't even at camp. The Buccaneers offense in a bit of turmoil at the moment. That was another game that was just really easy to bet the under. It's honestly, it's just following news. When you get the alert, you're following the right accounts on Twitter, you're following beat writers, just go and make the bet. It's really that simple when it comes to preseason. You'll get ahead of lines and you'll do well.
And make sure to go follow Adam on Twitter, at Adam Chernoff, and you get the information for his Telegram service as well. And I am on Telegram now, Adam, of course, following your picks in the Simple Handicap. And I'm getting a lot of cryptocurrency stuff, so I don't know what's going on with Telegram beyond your selections. But I'm enjoying it nonetheless. And a winner last night with Baltimore and Tennessee under 33.5 or 34.5. And let me tell you, nothing like sweating out a preseason under on a Thursday evening in the midst of a wild night in sports. Again, Adam Chernoff, our guest from Covers.com, the host of the Simple Handicap Podcast. You did a pod on the Minnesota Vikings earlier this week, Adam, and you pointed out Justin Jefferson, who we all know is just a stud wide receiver for the Vikes, but you pointed to a change in coaching personnel that could lead him to a big season, and you even pointed him out as a potential offensive player of the year candidate. Break that one down for us.
You guys have to know the feeling when you kind of suspect something's going on because you read this or that and you say it on air, And then about 3 or 4 hours after you go off air, exactly what you said was the case comes out and exists in video. And that's, I kind of got lucky with that, with Jefferson on Thursday morning. I did the show on the Vikings and I talked about how O'Connell coming in as the head coach is a huge shift for the Vikings. They go from old man Zimmer and his defensive first mentality that really restricted this offense overall. O'Connell comes in, but he comes from the Rams and was a huge part in that offense in LA that led to Cooper Kupp's ridiculous season a year ago. And throughout training camp and part of the offseason, there were interviews with Jefferson, interviews with O'Connell, and other guys on the Vikings offense that said, look, this is really, really different. And when it comes to having space downfield and the ability to get open, like, this is so much easier in this system compared to what we had to deal with a year ago. And Jefferson specifically, he's like, I get it. Like, I understand how Cooper Kupp was able to get open and get all those catches and get all that yardage. He's like, I'm experiencing that now, and I love it. And yesterday, the interview actually aired again. They had him on a panel, and he was talking about it on one of the major networks. And so it kind of got out, but Offensive Player of the Year, 16-1 for Jefferson. He's going to be the main guy in this offense with this huge mindset shift. He's going to get a lot of the Cooper Kupp treatment we saw last year in LA. So it's just going to, it's going to be a massive season for Jefferson all the way around. So it's 16-1. That's a really nice number. And I was happy to make that bet.
Adam, what is a popular futures bet that's kind of making the rounds right now that you're just absolutely not on board with? And then conversely, I guess, outside of the Justin Jefferson one, is there a bet that you like a lot that's not getting much attention yet?
One that I'm really coming around on that I wasn't high on in the offseason was it's the Miami Dolphins, either to make the playoffs for their win total to go over 8.5. Similar situation to Minnesota, and something that I value quite a bit is when you get the defensive coach out, as the Dolphins did with Brian Flores, and then you bring in Mike McDaniel, the offensive mind, in. And McDaniel comes from San Francisco. It is a run-first scheme. But what that does is really open up guys downfield. So it's not a old-school, outdated run-only mentality. It's run to open up space for receivers downfield off of play action. Tua, despite all of his struggles, really good when it comes to being accurate with the football, among the best in the NFL. So now he's going to finally have space for these receivers. I think that offense for Miami is really going to surprise a lot of people. So the Dolphins are a team that I wasn't high on. I now am. And then a team that I think is always popular, that gets a ton of attention, is the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm very anti-Cowboys in many ways this season. They lost key receivers. They also have sort of a coaching situation that's in a bit of turmoil. They lost offensive linemen that are key and some key pieces on the defensive side. There's a ton the Cowboys need to figure out how to replace, and a lot of the talk right now is about how the Cowboys are kind of getting away from the play-action game that has made them so successful. And they're going back to Zeke Elliott and the run. They're going to love running him a lot early on in the season. That's where things are pointing. I really don't like that look for the Cowboys. So they're always a popular bet, but I want no part of anything to do with Dallas, and I'll be betting a lot of their unders and fading them throughout the season. So those are the two that kind of on the opposite side for me.
Yeah, not a lot of, I mean, as far as passing options for Dak Prescott, they have CeeDee Lamb, a guy you identified, Adam, as a guy who could catch a ton of balls, maybe lead the league in receiving this year, in part because he's an awesome player, but also in part is, dude, they don't have anybody else to throw to with Michael Gallup out, James Washington, Amari Cooper is in Cleveland, so it's really just CeeDee Lamb and Dalton Schultz and a whole lot of nothing else for Dak Prescott. I'm totally with you on Dallas. Curious to know your thoughts on the New Orleans Saints. I know you do had that that team on the Simple Handicap podcast, which came out this morning. A team that, I mean, Michael Thomas is back. Jameis Winston, the starting quarterback now. You'll see, I believe, Alvin Kamara not expected to be suspended. Oh, that's a little bit up in the air. What are your thoughts on New Orleans heading into the season?
All right, we'll do a confidence meter overall with both of you. When it comes to Jameis Winston, out of 10, how confident in you that he is a average starting quarterback in the NFL?
Oh, you know what? Let me go first, House Brother. Average, I think I would say 8.5 out of 10. Average starting quarterback for sure.
Yeah, probably roughly the same, like 7, 8, 7.5, 8.
Okay, so super polarizing because it really depends what show I'm on. I've heard anywhere from 2 out of 10, and now we're getting some high 7 and 8.
We're so Jameis guys.
Yeah.
Well, the guy could throw the football. It's the interceptions, if he could cut those down, I think he's fine. But the guy can't sling the rock. What did he pass for, like 5,000 yards a couple of years ago?
Yeah, and 30 club, right? 30, touchdowns 30, and picks.
30 tucks, and then also threw 30 picks.
You're right. Go ahead, Adam. Sorry.
Well, no, but you guys are exactly right. Like, that's what this is about. Last year, the Saints started 4 different quarterbacks. Jameis started 8 games. But the big thing that stood out was they didn't have any receivers. Everyone was hurt all season. So the Saints went from this, like, dynamic, super efficient passing offense with Drew Brees to last year not having any receivers, having quarterback switching almost every single week. Now there's some stability. Michael Thomas is back. Jarvis Landry is really, really good as a second wide receiver. And then they drafted a ton of speed in Chris Olave. So defenses now can't just sit on the run and take away Alvin Kamara, who was the best player on the team last year. And they also have to trust Jameis Winston. For all he does right or wrong, he just wants to throw the ball as deep downfield as he can nearly every single time he has the ball in his hand. So now you give him a bunch of speed and decent targets. I actually think this offense can do really well, and I feel like based on what they did last year, they're kind of under-respected coming into 2022. So I'm generally bullish on the Saints. You can find them at plus 120 to make the playoffs at FanDuel this morning. I think that's a really good bet to put in your back pocket because that division that they're in too, the Panthers are going to be brutal. The Buccaneers are taking a step back. The Falcons might be the worst team in football. The Saints can stack up some wins, so I like him with Jameis, and I'll gamble with his downfield antics.
And let's not forget about Chris Olave, who is actually the betting favorite right now to be Offensive Rookie of the Year, their first-round pick at wide receiver, a guy who's fast as could be as well. So, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, Olave, Landry, and Thomas making his return, and by all indications in camp, and you need to add the caveat, it is camp. Michael Thomas is looking real good. Maybe not the league in receptions, Michael Thomas, that we saw a couple of years ago, but if he's even 80% of that, I mean, New Orleans is getting an outstanding player back in their lineup. Adam, fantastic work. Maybe quickly, I know the lines have moved significantly because of the picks you put out, but can you give us one pick this weekend that you could recommend our audience for the preseason?
Like you said, a lot has moved, but I would say something that hasn't moved that I'm really considering betting would be the Carolina Panthers +3 against Washington. The Commanders are going to play Wentz for at least a quarter. They're going to have Heinicke in for probably another quarter at minimum. So two good QBs, but the Panthers getting 3, it's going to be Darnold, Mayfield, and then Matt Corral for the majority of the game. Corral's been having a really good camp all the way around, and some even think that he could legitimately be the starter for this team at one point. So I think 3 might be a little bit high for that game specifically. So that would be the only one that hasn't moved yet that I would say keep an eye on. That game starts tomorrow in the morning or 1 p.m. Eastern time. So keep an eye on that one, but that would be one I consider.
And if you want to get ahead of the market, make sure to follow Adam on Twitter, and he'll give you all the information there that you'll need to get his picks. A little bit of, it's one step to another for Mr. Chernoff's selections, but I can guarantee you it's worth it. Not Father, thank you for doing this. Have a great weekend. I'm sure we'll talk later today.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the weekend as well.
All right, Adam Chernoff, covers.com, the Simple Handicap Podcast. And I'm sure I've told you I'm in some WhatsApp groups with Adam, and this guy is hilarious. Something special. His passion and commitment to getting news to people and having people profit from that news is unparalleled.
And you're gonna have to get me in some of these group chats.
Dude, it's there. I mean, check it out. The Telegram is there on Chernoff's Twitter page.
I would recommend. I signed up last night onto Telegram. I did. So
I was getting some lewd messages from you on Telegram. What a service that is. Telegram, fascinating app. A lot of weird stuff going on there. Frankie Corrado all over Telegram. Wonder why. Very odd. Very odd. I don't know what I implied by that. We love Frankie.
I have no idea what that means.
He's all above board, no doubt. Dave Naylor, I can guarantee you he's not on Telegram. Not the most tech-savvy of individuals. But when it comes to the NFL and the CFL, as savvy as anyone, the Nail Gun will join us in about 14 minutes. We've also got the fourth and final round of the First Up Friday Draft coming up next.